David, whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet.
Yep.
The farmer's dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with your lovely dog.
Yeah, well, I've heard Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. And, you know, that's what everyone's looking for. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced. It's made from human-grade ingredients, safe, clean kitchens. All that stuff matters.
Yeah. I mean, you love your dog. Why get the lousy food for your dog? Farmer's Dog is the best. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed.
Sometimes
they use
dogs...
much lower quality. Yeah.
you put it in their bowl and they go, what is this kibble? And they knock it away. What is this canned goo?
Oh, yeah. I've had our dog, yeah, look at the bowl and then kind of crank its neck up and look at me. And it was like, really?
They go, really? Why don't you go first? You want a bite of this? Slop?
And it makes that sound.
Here you go, dog.
So Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It makes it easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, David, and which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, David, from healthier coat and skin, better breath, if you want to kiss your dog, and even easier digestion and smaller and better poops.
Let's look at a clip. It doesn't matter if your dog's young or old, it's always the right time to invest in their health for more happy years with your dog. Get 50% off your first box at farmersdog.com/fly.
Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use your code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
And now for a word from our sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture. You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that may not be for you, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. How? Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends all before you head out the door. Your money's a workaholic, but you don't have to be because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. But they went to Cheesecake Factory and people were complaining because, you know, your buttocks might get on the seat.
Buttocks.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound like a scientist, but that's where poop comes from, you know? When we do stuff, anything about our President Joe Biden, even if it's a light jab, people go bananas in the comments. And I think it's an age where, as a comic, over time, you realize Saturday Night Live, we were there, whoever the president was, Republican, Democrat, you make fun of the person in charge. It's just anti-establishment, funny, basic day one comedy 101. And we weren't saying anything heavy, dude. That's the funniest part. We're not going after, we're not saying, you should vote this way, that way. And people still, man, that comment section, they eat each other. they cannibalize each other.
It's cannibal time.
It's not even about us anymore. It's just like they're fighting. And then it's just like, wait, we're doing bits over here. And they're like, no, we forgot about that. Now we want to kill each other.
Yeah. So it's America. I defend our right to satirize both presidents the way we like, you know. Mm-hmm. Because what was that thing? The emperor has new clothes or something. So you're supposed to kind of tug on your authority figures. And then I defend the right of the people in the comment section.
Right.
Hashing it out. So everybody gets to say, see. No one has to watch. It's like, I think it's called freedom, maybe. I'm just throwing it out there.
Freedom's just another word for, I don't know what, but Janis Joplin.
For nothing left to lose. That's the song.
Is that it?
Freedom, just another word for another life to lose.
Well, as we get started here, Dana.
Yeah.
You didn't go to the bathroom earlier, but I was singing, Dana's got a dump, and I thought it was so funny, and then I laughed, and no one was on the Zoom, and I started going,
damn.
And you weren't...
I use the restroom, and that kind of gold comes out.
That's being mined out here? Yeah,
that's what this podcast has come to.
That's our big.
Dana's got a dump.
That's our big clip. Hey, did you miss the show? That's what they did this week.
I love Steven Tyler because he's the one. When you get past a certain age, you got to be a pirate or a cowboy.
Yeah, he looks like all.
He's kind of like a pirate, you know.
Very cool dude.
Yeah,
I have a quick story that was on popped up in my Instagram that I want to tell you about.
Okay.
There's a young singer named Bad Baby.
not Bad Bunny.
What? Bad Baby. First there was Bad Baby, then there's Bad Bunny.
Oh, okay.
Before you play that, Greg. So Bad Baby was originally to go way back on was it Dr. Phil? And she's the one that said, "Catch me outside. How about that?" Do you remember that?
Catch me outside, absolutely.
Yeah. So she was only 14 then. Anyway, so she grew up and she was still in the mix. I did Kimmel one night, and I came home. I was in a suit because I hosted, so I was a little more dapper.
Yeah,
I saw her at a restaurant, and my buddy goes, "Oh, that's Bad Baby." Back then, was Catch Me Outside Girl. Till then, she didn't have a rapper name.
Wow, so, she is good for her.
So I said, "Oh," and she has all these followers, and she's a big deal, and it's very interesting to see her in real life. So he said, "Go ask for a picture, and so I can get a picture with her." So I do. She kind of doesn't know me. Fine. We take a picture, and then I say a snarky comment. Now, this is my fault. So you can read the bottom.
Okay.
I say,
"How about this?"
That's already funny. We're already
How
going.
How about dies?
Yeah, okay.
Slightly underwhelmed to meet me. Okay, yeah.
I'm going
to
keep going. I say, unfortunately.
And then you say, unfortunately, she stopped being famous 5 minutes before this was taken.
Because, you know, it was 15 minutes of
and
fame
you're
joke.
Shocked okay. She's upset.
Well, she's, first of all, I'm picking on someone younger. It's stupid. It was just like me trying to like be funny. I don't know, you know, bless my heart. So then she writes back.
Uh-oh, we got a war here, turf war.
You have it or I just tell it? Oh yeah, she writes. Oh, see, look at She goes, "No lie, I thought this guy was the waiter." So funny.
Well, I love "no lie" up front, you know?
Well, that's rapper talk, dude.
Here's one of my favorite phrases. If I point to the picture and go, "I call bullshit on that."
Yeah, it's sort of that. It's sort of our new version of that. Yeah. Sort of no cap. And so I write back again.
No.
Someone put a cork in me. I put "not bad. I'm bummed it took your team 48 hours to come up with it though," because it was 2 days later. So anyway, blah blah. Why am I doing this? Because I don't know. She has fans like Beyonce has bees, and so they start hammering me and just like ripping me apart, right, eating me alive. So then we eventually, my friend Nick Goosen directs a music video for her. She's getting into rap. She's obviously good. Makes way more money than you and I put together now, no joke. So
no joke.
She's a huge And then I meet her on the set. By now she's probably what, Heather, 20? I don't know. She's doing a video. She's a famous rapper. My buddy's directing it. And he goes, "Why don't you guys make amends?" Because we had this fake beef. And then do a cameo in her video. So I do it. She's perfectly lovely. She's fine. And then out of the blue. So we're friendly. I've seen her since, you know, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the blue, she puts a video. People are start hitting me up going, "I've heard you're in the Illuminati." And the Illuminati is this thing. But I'm like, "Where do you hear that?" And they go, "Bad Baby said it." So let's play this video she put on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you guys a true story on how me and David Spade met. I was at my weekly Illuminati meeting. I was sitting next to Beyonce and Jay-Z. And all of a sudden, my boy Spade walked in right after Drake walked in. I was like, "Yo, Drake, move your little bitch ass somewhere else. I got to talk to Spade real quick." And then we burned 2 truckloads of money and did some devil prayers. I sacrificed 4 goats, 3 chickens, and 1 sheep. And then we just, yo, chopped it up, whatever. We was like, "Hey, be in this video, bitch." And we went to catch, had some lobsters with chicken blood. I still have the t-shirt with the chicken blood on it. I think it's a Drake t-shirt.
Okay, so...
Let's unpack that.
Yeah, a little.
First
bit.
Of all, just for me, that's not true, right? You weren't.
It's not true, but it's kind of funny because it's so ridiculous to talk about the Illuminati and add all the stuff, and they put, of course, eerie music under it, which makes you immediately think it's real. When I see a TikTok with that music, I go, "Okay, guys, quiet down. This is real."
Yeah,
and it's
very
scary.
Well done.
And then she says all these funny things about what people would guess the Illuminati is. Jay-Z, Beyonce. First, I don't know if we'd all be at the same party, but fine. So, and I don't think we'd all be at the same restaurant. But she says all this, which I think is funny because she's obviously has a funny bone.
She's funny.
And so everyone thinks it's real. And her fans are younger, so they think it's real for sure. So now they start coming after me. You're in the Illuminati. I know it's a fact. And I'm like, first of all, I don't know what the Illuminati is. You sell your soul, whatever you do. I'm not doing all that just to get a sitcom on Peacock. You know, I'd shoot a little higher. Like, if I'm going to do all this stuff and kill things and do all the horrible things, I want everything, everything in this town, all of it. I don't want this, something about Mary Hair. I don't want, you know, a couple zip-up pullovers. I want solid gold clothing. I want all the cars and jets. So I feel like I'm not in the Illuminati, and if I am, I'm missing all the meetings. But that's just really to set the record straight, Dana. I think you understood I wasn't in it, but there's people
I'm 99% sure you're not in it, but I do have a tiny bit. I'm just being truth to power. I'm just being honest.
Hmm.
Is there a kind of a weird thing where you could be in it?
I had a tough time getting in Soho House, so I think that the Illuminati's probably harder, and it's probably a tighter door.
I'm still working on something about Mary Hair. That was Dennis Miller. That was Dennis Miller level reference.
Look at it. It's getting bigger, because I swear my hair girl was hung over, and she goes, I'm going to do your hair and put so much shellac in it that you're doing the road, because I have to go to Austin and New Orleans.
So it'll last for like a week.
And she goes, you won't have to touch it. And then I'm like, it's even more Cameron Diaz. Look at it's higher because I just touched it.
Oh, what?
God damn it. Everyone stay away from it. Put cones around
my
hair.
So they put crazy glue on your head and then you could go tour for a week and you don't even, you just take baths and make sure it's all, the helmet is fine.
Exactly. Okay. So yours always looks pretty good. Yours looks a little looser than mine, which is better.
Well, you put stuff in it and then you kind of loosen it up. We'll talk later. Looking to save on delivery? DashPass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. DashPass is an exclusive membership with DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, grocery from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas.
Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcometonow. The first headline I want to get to is just the biggest story this week is Kate Gate, which is Kate Middleton missing? And it's a sort of a tired and boring story, but I still like it because if you don't know Dana, they hadn't seen her since Christmas, but she's a real person. They said she had abdominal surgery. She doesn't owe us really an explanation, except she's a royal. So you have to tell us every goddamn thing about your life. And then they said, oh, here she is. And they show some Photoshop that basically could have been Bigfoot. It's all, you know, it's some picture that looks fake. And they're like, that's not really her. They're like, you know what? That's not. We screwed up. Okay, here's really her. And then a couple days or weeks later, they show her walking. It's all too perfect, Dana.
Who's the human being that started it besides potentially William or Prince Harry? Like, who started this rumor? Meghan and
think,
Harry?
I mean, they're obviously all eyes.
She had
on
surgery
them.
And she was recovering. And like, she's missing.
Yeah, but they usually give updates because they said the Queen had problems and she was on her deathbed. She still would wave to the crowd. So Kate hadn't been seen since December. That's a big chunk.
Oh, I got it. Royals aren't allowed to be missing. They at least put them out in the balcony and someone's underneath holding their...
I mean, have you ever not seen J-Lo for 24 hours? I mean, come on. She's out there. It's been 44 hours. Get me Instagram stories, anything. So they said this... So she comes out, tra-la-la, look at me with William. Couldn't be more perfect. I'm smiling. My gut isn't hurting. I'm not bent over. I'm sort of almost skipping. So everyone's like, well, she had surgery. Why is she walking so good? Why is her hair longer than it was? Maybe it's been...
Is it a slow news month? I mean, this one seems... But I did meet someone at the gym and they go, hey, are you like me? Are you looking for Kate Middleton?
Exactly.
Is the Western world gone a little sleepy? I mean, this seems like a Bigfoot.
Here's the thing. Go ahead.
What if it's true? What if it's true? That's its lookalike. Go ahead.
Here's my super new angle
okay.
on this fucking tired story that I'm bothering you with.
We're breathing life into it right now.
Right. That Prince Charles, who no one seems to give a care about right now, actually has a health problem, and they're taking the focus off of that and making this fake story over here. And then she'll just pop up one day and go, I'm fine. And we're like, oh. And this whole time we didn't say, hey, Prince Charles is actually, or King Charles is in a problem. Oh, yeah, there's a lookalike that they think could be the people's princess.
I would want to be in that meeting. Yes, I'm going to have an operation. William, I'm suggesting that you say Kate has gone missing. I don't know why I talk like this. It's a substitute voice.
No, it's a good one because he's also in dire straits, so he's out of breath.
King Charles, yes. I love everything to do with the royals. They great source of entertainment. It shows the Western world has a lot of free time on its hands.
They went it's good that Kate gets some attention because it was all, by the way, Prince Harry's getting no attention right now. He's like, I have eczema. Everyone's like, well, it's not that big of a story. He's like,
He'd be like, I've got hair up here, but it's a little sparse in the back, so I don't like to bow anymore. Hope don't be mad.
Let's do a story on where my hair went for 6 months.
Yeah. I'm going to wear bowlers. I'm going to wear proper boots that everyone can F off.
There we go. All right, so case closed. We figured it out.
Case closed.
We figured out nothing. Okay, what else in the news?
We're off to a mesmerizing start. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's funny.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey-o. What? Oh,
I'm Let
sorry.
Me pull those up for you, dear.
Isn't it funny how Kanye's girlfriend, who very attractive, great figure, as my mom would say, not too much on the clothes front, and Kanye's head to toe in almost a wetsuit. He always is clothed up. And she, I don't mind this look. I don't see it a lot with her. I don't see this at the Grove every day. But they went to Cheesecake Factory and people were complaining because, you know, your buttocks might get on the seat.
Buttocks.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound like a scientist, but that's where poop comes from, you know?
Right.
It's his wife.
Do they decide how far down the leotard goes? Is it like,
I feel like that's really cutting it close right where it is right there. That's about as far as I go with mine.
Right.
When I'm at the Grove. Yeah. I don't know, but a lot of times she wears pure see-through stuff. She wore nylons with nothing, no underpants. My favorite word in the world.
No underpanties? And he's got on tidy whities.
Yeah.
How many views did this get? I mean, what is going on?
This is the news, Dana. So then she goes to Cheesecake Factory, and now they're ruining that for me. That's my precious Cheesecake Factory. I go there all the time. So you have to put a towel down, like at the gym, maybe.
Well, if we wore G-strings and went to Malibu Beach and strut around and then came back to our computers and checked Daily Mail, would we trend at all? I mean,
I don't know. I hope. I don't think anyone cares. Why can't they care about us?
I don't know.
All right, we'll move on.
It's a cottage industry, you know, to get the clicks in the view.
It is a cottage industry. It's funny. All right, I'm sitting back down. Okay, I would be forced to mortgage. Oh, Trump melts down on Truth Social as lawyers admit he can't come up with $500 million. So, yeah. Well, that would be tough for me, too.
Yeah, on top of the 90, it's getting up there.
It's getting pretty high.
Trump's gonna have to have a yard sale. That's the only at Mar-a-Lago. Don't be shy. Everything's for sale, and it's got to go. Frankly, it's got to go. hey, how much is that?
How much are those shoes?
Yeah. Those shoes are $1 million each. Those are Baron shoes. He's a big boy, and those are $1 million per shoe. We got to raise a lot of money. Hey, how much is that tanning bed? You say it.
How much is that? I like the shoes there, but they look as big as Shaq's. Are they that big?
They're as big as Shaq's. They're bigger than you believe, many people are saying. These are shoes you could put a mouse in them and you'd have room for a lot more mice, I'll tell you that. Two cats could crawl in there. You get a small dog in there, a beagle or something like that could make a home in these shoes.
Even an ocelot.
Rob Schneider and David Spade could set up homes.
We could mud wrestle. Yeah, what else you got here? What else?
I got a tanning bed. I got a tanning bed. It's a beautiful tanning bed. I'm going to throw in the goggles for free. This bed is tremendous, I'll tell you. It's a tremendous tanning bed. This is where you ask me how much.
How much is it?
It's $450 million.
Oh, my God. That's exactly how much you owe.
It's a total coincidence. We did it. We valued it. It's made of solid gold. It's a solid gold tanning bed, and I throw in the goggles for free. I'm not kidding. You get the goggles for nothing. It's a $450 million tanning bed.
All right. Maybe I'll just get the crock pot then. That sounds a little high.
Hey, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, what are you doing here? Come on. You're inflating your assets. Okay, you could just have the solid gold, the bad bars, the bad baker man.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond. Can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
This is where you say, I'm David Spade.
Hi, I'm David Spade.
This shit ain't ever going to happen.
I didn't approve this message. I have no idea what's going on.
At least I got to Camp Live Butter. But yeah, just a coincidence. $454 million you can have it right now. We'll give it to you. And E.G. Carroll could have it too if she wants it.
She can lay down. Do they still wear goggles and tanning beds, I guess?
I think Trump, I don't know why, because he always has a tan or
white.
Something.
He's got white around, yeah.
And he has a little white around his eyes.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool that Trump just decided, I'm going to have orange hair, and I'm going to be super tan, and I'm going to have white teeth.
And we're going to stick with it.
It works for him. So anyway,
all right, what's next? That's funny as shit.
Ba-da-bump-ba-dum-bump-bump. Thanks for playing, David.
I like a not well put together or stitched up quilt of a Trump bit.
Well, yeah, we shoot the rehearsal here.
Yeah, they say that people see BTS. That's one just off the top of your head. Tracy Morgan says he gained 40 pounds on Ozempic after learning how to out-eat the drug.
Well, that's its own punchline.
That's
I don't
so
know what
funny.
That's
I don't either. So that's Tracy. Just Tracy Morgan being hilarious.
I'm going to out-eat the weight loss drug. Yeah.
That's so funny. He cracked the system. He goes, I can take it and still gain weight. That's
like someone taking blood pressure medicine and walking around all day. trying to raise it.
Yeah. You can beat the system if you really try, but he really cracked that code.
Oh, yeah. Ozempic didn't have a chance. But how high does he want to go?
I don't know. He's very proud in that picture. All right. We love Tracy. Okay. Well, next one.
Tracy, call us.
I put a baby in that Ozempic.
That's Jay Moore does an incredible Tracy Morgan. We'll have him on someday with the real Tracy Morgan.
Okay. The state of Washington has just announced that the bar exam will no longer be required for an attorney to become licensed in Washington, according to the state Supreme Court. Oh, okay. The bar exam will no longer be. Oh, well.
Well, Well, what?
I don't know what's going to happen. So, wait. Uh-oh. Kim Kardashian. I mean, if you're having trouble getting the bar, maybe go there because... But are they then real lawyers?
Then are they real lawyers? What next thing is just a pilot without a pilot's license? I mean, where does this go? I mean,
right,
isn't that
stressful.
The test to show that you know... You know, objection, Your Honor. I guess if you don't take it, you just might... overruled? What does that mean?
I think it'd be hard to be a lawyer, and then I think it's supposed to be hard. If it's doctors, then it's troubling, right? Also,
I would say if you watched every episode of Law and Order and you could prove it, then you could skip the bar exam.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be the new thing.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Let's see. We're really breaking down all the hot headlines.
Oh. Okay.
Can climate cafes help ease the anxiety? Oh, there's a climate cafe like the model cafe in the old days.
Or
I don't
like
know
Planet
about the,
Hollywood. I mean, it's springing up across the country.
God, I feel like this might be the first of all. I don't think I'm investing in this. What? Just to be depressed, you walk in there and go, "Hey, man, it's getting really bad." That's
well. I heard they have a life-size sort of animatronic Greta Thunberg. And mm-hmm. you put a nickel in it, and the thing just moves and goes, how dare you? How dare you?
Yeah,
that's
when you,
sort of cathartic.
When you push the tip and you go under 20%, it goes, how dare you? How dare you?
I like this. The pantomime was actually kind of real. And then Al Gore is an animatronic guy greeting you. It's getting hot. Come right in. Let's see. It's getting hot. Come right in. It's getting hot. Come right in.
And then they have Nelly go, it's getting hot in here. We are all going to die. No, but right. I feel like this is further the pussification of America. That's just my
the
overarching.
The pussification.
Well, okay, next
it's,
one. I don't know. I mean, it is climate change out there. I don't know if we need to talk about 24 hours a day and be depressed. Okay, this is what someone sent me on Instagram. Okay.
Oh,
this
no.
guy thinks
Am I the
he
guy
meets
on the left?
Me.
Okay.
This guy thinks he meets me, and then this guy says he swears he's me. I'm like, is this that close?
No.
God damn.
No, it's Fred Wolf or something. This is,
it's the guy
friend.
On the left is closer. I mean, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I'm not getting a David E. Spade thing there. At all. I don't, it's maybe Billy Mummy circa 1994.
Maybe the bass player for any band from the 80s. I don't know. It feels like, not to crap on this dude, it's just more like, I don't think it's a perfect match.
Have you ever, pop quiz, taken a picture and they thought, this is years ago when we were much younger. Sometimes people go, hey, David Spade, I loved you on Just Shoot Me. Have you ever taken a picture and they thought you were Dan Agarfo?
Oh, people think I'm you, yeah. I mean, of course.
Maybe
I
not
mean,
now.
But. Most of our comments, some are very clever on YouTube and Instagram, but a lot of them are, you guys look similar. You go cut your hair. By the way, I did cut my hair on Instagram, so go fuck yourself. And I think if this guy had his hair shellacked up... It might help.
First of all, that mustache, that little tiny mustache, that's a lady killer. That's not, no one wants to lip lock with that little caterpillar sitting there.
Oh, this guy's dropping drawers all over the country. I mean,
The hair's kind of cool. You could probably, I don't know, but I don't see it. The guy on the left kind of looks like Greg Holtzman.
He looks like he's someone from Barstool.
I was to try him. Okay, Heather, you're off there. Which one would you, if you had to take one as a lover, left or right?
Heather.
Yeehaw! The red-haired Greg. Yeah, Greg Holtzman.
I guess we're going to, Greg, put a picture of yourself up at the end.
So they know we're kidding.
All right, go to the next one. Let's see. We got some good stuff here.
I think it should Honey. Be. I think it would be frankly more interesting. I know how good everybody is. I like it. That's inspired.
That's pretty funny, right?
That is funny. That's funny. Whoever thought of that.
Somebody
I love
came up
just
with
simple,
that.
Silly things like that. Whoever sent that in, congratulations. I will steal it and I will claim it's mine. At least I'm honest.
Are we on to impressions or what are we on to? Oh, we have. Oh, they're just funny Instagram
going
things. Okay.
For a fart walk.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay, I remember this.
Something that's
going
to help you age wonderfully. And if you follow me, you know that my husband and I go out for fart walks most nights after dinner. So about 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes.
Oh, that's what the theme of this is.
Is helping maintain our blood sugars, keeping them from ricocheting all around. And as you age, especially after 40, you have a bigger chance of developing type 2 diabetes. So it's these little things you do on a regular basis that can have a really big impact on your
What is Susan Sarandon doing in this PSA?
Susan Sarandon's a good one. I just can't believe Bette Midler is doing that.
Well, I take these, but they're just called walks.
Yeah, I don't know where that funny nickname came in, but... yeah, walking around's good.
It's funny to have an attractive woman saying, I put on my fart shoes and take a fart walk.
When I hosted the MTV Music Awards, famous one in 93, Howard Stern did Fart Man.
That's right.
I'm only connecting, and he was coming in on a gurney. Brought down the house. Okay.
This is a snake chiropractor. I feel like this is when you have too much money and too many snakes. The snake just says, oh, yeah, thanks. Now I can go kill everybody. What is happening? This is what I do to my wiener in the morning.
What?
Get all the kinks out. What? The snake's like, who asked for this?
What are they trying to do?
Does the snake have a spine?
No.
God, what a job to have. Mom, I finally figured out something I'm passionate about. Snakes that have absolutely no pain or no problems. I'm fixing them.
This jaw bites. Good night.
Okay. Well, that's a good ending. Okay.
Okay.
Next one. Okay. Birds are named stuff like hot-breasted MILF, and no one does anything about it. Here's some bird names that are real. The somber tit. Okay. Mm. That's a real bird name. Dick Sisal. I went to school with a guy named
Really?
The red-rumped bush tyrant. Oh, bushes are
This is
back.
Like a David Letterman kind of.
This is like
Johnny
Carson,
the blue-footed booby.
These are all bar. These are all drinks you had.
Yeah, right. I had a blue-footed booby at the Slippery Iron, officer. The American bush it.
Bush That's tit.
Bush tit?
Oh.
Yeah. And there it is, the American bush tit. Can we say that, Doc?
Daga.
A woodcock.
The Aldean cock of the rock. Ed, I think I had one of those when I was in Mykonos.
The fluffy back tit babbler, ladies and gentlemen. He looks like a...
Dude, I'll take him to a party.
Look at his wandering eye.
He's really got a wandering eye.
Yeah.
The tufted titmouse has my hairstylist.
That's not you? Wait, my screen's going a little blurry.
Wait, that's not you. Spade.
Are you on the left or the right? Hmm. That should be called the Spadler. That should be called the Spadler.
The little spadoodle-doo. Love it.
Hysterical.
What's next?
Okay.
Oh, it's impressions. Don't start yet. Okay, Dana, this is a part of the show. Okay. Actually, we're going to make a call out right now. We've asked for people to give their impressions, and they've been kind of hit and miss. More hits. Mm-hmm. And next week, send us a video of advice you have. If you need advice, or if you're thinking that you're an asshole or something, we will give you our super advice.
Yes, we want advice, and... we got some miles on us, so we have a lot of good advice to give. Yeah. I don't want to brag, but
we know everything.
Know a lot.
Okay, this is Harrison Ford buying Halloween candy. I like the setup.
Hmm.
I had to learn.
Hey, ¿qué pasa?
Hey,
¿qué pasa?
Is that what they say when you walk into sushi?
I think that's what's happening in Spanish. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? David Ospero.
I had a difficulty learning German in high school. It's a very tough language.
Hmm.
I did it through textbooks and a teacher. I would have rather had Rosetta Stone.
You know, you not being able to learn German is very, very interesting.
But stupid.
But stupid.
Now, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. We know this. Available on desktop as an app. Truly immerses you in the language you want to learn.
Yeah, this is planning a trip to Italy. And I think Rosetta Stone is my ticket to speak a better language.
Hey,
I want a pizza pie. But I'll be saying it in Italian. Hey, I want a pizza pie. Sounds like
that's better
English, but it's still that was.
They
Italian.
Say, do you want to sound perfectly fluent, or do you want to sound like Ratatouille?
Honestly, trusted experts for 30 years, David, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. You want to hear some?
Yeah, the
Spanish,
big ones.
French. Oh, Spanish, French, Italiano, Sturman, Korean, Chinese, Chauvinese,
careful,
Dutch, Arabic, Polish.
Fast language acquisitions, Rosetta Stone.
Should I read that straight?
It immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and you think in the language, Dana. That's
yes.
the hard part.
No, I do like their process. The intuitive process picks up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention, David, because we all took Spanish in high school, and all we can say is donde está la biblioteca.
Yeah.
I can find a library, but nothing else. Rosetta Stone is a game changer.
It's like having
David.
A personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. We said the desktop, the app options, audio companion. You can do it offline. It's amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages. For any and all trips and language needs in life, that's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. That is
wow.
a steal. I'll say that in English, a steal.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Fly on the Wall listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
Visit rosettastone.com/fly. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/fly today.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure.
The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
More than just coworkers, the owners and bud tenders in High Hopes are one dope family.
You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Oh, yes, you heard me right. You can talk to an actual human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Ford picking out Halloween candy.
Minute 22 sounds long. I like it.
I have a list here. It's alphabetical.
Harrison Ford's big nose breather.
Airheads.
Yeah. He's got kind of a face, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Atomic Fireball.
Yeah. Abzab is a funny term. I used to use it in my
head.
Bazooka gum.
I'm going back a ways.
Big hunk.
Is he getting more
the breathing in the 70s.
Yeah, breathing is funny. Bit of honey. These are from 1940.
Yeah.
Black cow.
What the fuck? I don't even know what that is.
Blow pop.
How many does he have? Alphabetically, he's already only on B.
Bottle cap.
Bottle caps I like.
Bottle cap!
Oh.
Candy corn!
Oh, I like that.
Give me back my vending machine! I'm surprised he didn't at the end say, Chewbacca! Let's go, Chewie. Corey Landis, good job. I mean, your face actually at times kind of looked like Harrison Ford, the pausing and the breathing, and you took part of Harrison Ford's acting chops of being just really anxious.
Very under.
Very like a, it's about to explode thing that he does.
And he's got a lot of nose breathing.
A lot of nose breathing. Mm. Did you know that when George Lucas called up the guy who played Chewbacca that he wasn't going to be in the next movie, all he heard on the phone was...
And he knew he was playing it or he wasn't playing it?
He wasn't. I blew the joke. They're letting him go.
And that's what he says? That's all he has to say?
Yeah, he talks like, well, how does Chewbacca sound?
No, that was it. That was it.
Yeah,
but that seems like the same thing he'd say if he was happy.
That's the joke, ladies and smokes.
By the way, I hope this next guy's not doing Elmo.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, Elmo is Joe Pesci. Jeremy Kalina.
Nice. Okay.
Maybe I'm a little fucked up. Maybe I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how?
I like it.
How am I funny?
Okay.
I like it. I liked it.
I do just the innocent puppet with that speech.
Yeah.
From Goodfellas is great. I'm like a clown to amuse you. No, how am I funny?
Come here. Spider.
How am I fucking funny? I don't know. You're just funny. Sorry, trying to do Ray Liotta.
Was Ray Liotta saying that or was it Spider?
Ray Liotta was the one who was put on the hot seat by Pesci.
Oh, yeah. And Spider, he shot in the foot?
Yes. And Pesci had an experience like that with gangsters that did that to him. That's why he used it there.
Oh. That's great. Yeah. That's a great ad. Now, before this guy says what he's doing, what do you think he's going to do? I think he's going to do Adam Driver.
Oh, it's a good choice. I'll say Tom Cruise just for fun because he's got the hair. All right.
Hey, Dana. Hey, David. My name is Justin. I went a little overboard with my impression, but I hope you still like it. It's called What If Johnny Carson Had a Podcast?
Okay. Oh, beep, boop.
Okay. Production.
What's up, guys? Welcome to I Did Not Know That with me, Johnny Carson. My first guest really needs no introduction. He's got the number one podcast for the last 50 years. Please welcome Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Okay.
Now, Bob, I saw you posted a pic on Instagram of you playing a round of golf with President Putin. Is that right?
Yeah, ain't that wild?
Thank you, Bob. Was that Fred? Oh, hold on there, Bob. We need to step away for a moment, but first, a word from our new sponsor. Let me tell you about Stamps.com. Now you can pay for stamps right at home. Use promo code GANGBUSTERS to get 20% off your
next order. Okay. I don't know why that's
right back
funny.
With
I like
Cat
it.
Williams.
Cat Williams?
Cat Williams.
I wanted to hear Cat Williams.
Now!
All right, so we liked it. We liked it.
I would just say try to get it down here a little deeper. You know, just sort of clench your jaw, just even a little bit more like you had your jaw wired shut, and just try to keep it right here. I did not know that.
I did not know that.
So sorry. Okay. I want to educate as much as be funny.
You do. That's good. That's what you gave him. You gave him some tips. Okay, those are good. All right, I guess that's it, Dana.
I have one. I'm going to do a little ad.
Oh, I thought you were going to mow the lawn.
A little ad, and you can tag it, you know.
Okay.
This is Trump and Biden. Folks, come on. Let's get real. The American public wants anyone but us.
That's right. My people hate you and your people hate me. That's why we've decided to join forces. Me, Donald Trump, and me, Joe Biden, we're going to run together to become the presidents of the United States. This ad was paid for by the committee to elect by rump ticket.
Wait a minute, just take two. This ad paid for by the committee to elect the by rump ticket. I'm David Spade, and I did not approve this shit show.
I'm David Spade, and I did not approve this shit show. I'm David Spade, and I don't get it. No, it's funny that everybody hates both of them. Somebody hates the other one.
Everybody hates me. Everybody hates me. We're running together. We're running on the buy rump ticket. Biden and Rump, you put them together. You got a buy rump ticket. Vote buy rump. We're going to be presidents of the United States. Yeah, let me say something. You don't talk so good, okay?
I think that's not a bad solution because
it's paid for by the committee to elect the president ticket of buy rump. Sorry.
Paid for by the committee to ruin the country. I think it's a good idea though, because people, if they secretly join forces, then people would, you know, you'd be half happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm at 42. He's at 36. You put it together, we got an approval rating of 75. I don't know.
It's not even 100. Together, they can't even get to 100. Yeah.
What's the undecided and the independents?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right.
Good job. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Superfly is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade. Charlie Finan of Brillstein Entertainment, Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey, Heather Santoro, and Greg Holtzman. Hope you liked it. Mm-hmm.